evening to everyone, and early Happy New Year to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. Just a couple of quick house cleaning tips for you guys to remember. You know, the $99 promotion does end tomorrow at midnight, as well as the three and three promotion ends tomorrow. In addition to that, guys, we really need to make a concerted effort and a really good push because the rate, there will be a rate increase starting January 1. So, you know, for us, you guys that haven't quite got all your players' performance club points in, or you're trying to get those last few counters for your next promotion, there is still time. There's live recruiting calls being done. I know there's one today. There's one tomorrow that you can plug people into and to help millionaire club members from around the country to help close your prospects out for you. But with that being said, as we try to turn our attention and finish up the year as strong as possible to literally carry as much momentum as we can into 2014, you know, you need to start thinking about what your plans, what your dreams, what are your vision, what do you see Legal Shield for being able to provide for you and your family next year, and whatever that is, it needs to be big. You need to write it down. You need to share it with. You need to share it with your family members. You need to share it with your support team. You need to share it with your upline and let everybody know what you're shooting for. But in addition to all that, you know, you need to have goals and you need to be big. But what it really comes down to is focusing on the day-to-day activities. You know, just focusing on the really simple system we have in Legal Shield and keep the main thing the main thing. And, you know, if you focus on doing the right things, if you focus on the activity, the results will follow. Sometimes we get caught up in, I've exposed this and this person hasn't joined my team or that person didn't buy a membership. But if you keep doing the right activities, the results will follow. So if you just focus on the exposures and sharing this membership and telling the story of the opportunity, and you will have phenomenal success. And with that, it is my pleasure to be able to introduce next month will be a brand new bronze executive director in Legal Shield. Him and his wife have done some phenomenal things over the last few years. They're consistently executive directors on the team. You know, I really see 2014 setting them up to be a truly special, magical year for them. I definitely can see them making a strong push to get in the ring next year. But they're brand new bronze executive directors from the great state of Texas, all the way from Kyle, Texas, and that's Barbara and Manley Wilson. Guys, are you on the call? Barbara and Manley, can you hear me? Did I mute everyone out?
Can you hear me, Randy?
I can hear you.
Well, I'm not Barbara or Manley, so I just wanted to make sure you didn't mute us all out. Those of us on the speaker line are here, so do they have the speaker code? Are you there?
I can hear you.
All right, great. Well, Jeremy, I want to thank you for unending leadership. Didn't get here overnight by ourselves, that's for sure. It takes a village, you know, sometimes to make this thing happen, and you and your wife have been a big part of that, and you're dad and your grandfather, and you know, Barbara and I, you know, there's things that we've noticed about most people are casually wandering through life today. You know, what I mean by that is they seem happy with just being status quo. Either their jobs have sucked the life out of them, or they have issues that we as Legal Shield associates address with a membership that life with less worry and less stress. You know, that's what our membership is all about. And the reason Barbara and I became Legal Shield members and associates was to help actually pay our own mortgage payment of $1,600 every month. I thought, man, if this thing will actually work, working 8 to 10 hours a week part-time, then I'll do this for the rest of my life. Well, that's been a little over 5.5 years ago. And, you know, it's always addresses things that pop up when we least expect them in life. This is what that membership has done for us, and I'm sure it's done for a lot of people that are on this call tonight. So 5.5 years ago, we made that decision you know, not to be one of the many around us that we're just stuck in a rut. You know, you may find yourself in that at some point in your life as well. We jumped in with both feet. You know, we started spreading the word, telling everybody. It was like almost like getting religion. We couldn't shut up or couldn't quit talking about it. But we had used the membership right away, and it saved us several thousand dollars the first time we used it. And I said, wow, this thing is real, for real. So it really sold me on the ad, and what we had our hands on was very valuable. You know, so let's fast forward to today. We're building an incredible team of people who found their why and have become leaders of the membership just like we are. The reason they're crusaders is because they actually use their membership, and they use it on a regular basis, you know, which in turn gives them personal stories. You know, you've probably heard this before, stories sell and facts tell. Well, guess what? It is the truth. On anybody on this, with our membership, the wills are still free. I don't know if anybody's heard that or not, but yeah, the good news is if there's anyone on this call, they haven't needed it yet. That means they're still kicking. So what we have is a valuable service, and we know 7 out of 10 people don't have a will out there. And so I think that alone is volumes for what this company stands for. There's several opportunities in the opportunity wheel here at Legal Shield. We primarily focus, though, on team building ourselves. And you may say, why team building as opposed to, say, group building or small business arena? Well, I just like building relationships. I had 21 years in the car business, so I'm used to building relationships and talking to people, so I find myself very comfortable there. Not that we don't recruit into those arenas. We definitely do. And are active in those areas as well. But I really find my comfort level in being able to help a lot of people. You know, what I realized, you know, selling cars was obviously a commission job. I did it for 21 years. My wife's background was in the banking industry. But what I come to realize when this thing came along is, you know, that I didn't have anything residual income. I don't even know if I'd even paid attention to the word residual income at that point in my life. But this membership really stuck home to me and the opportunity. And I got to thinking about, what if I couldn't go to work or some sickness, or I was in a car wreck or something? Because literally my lifestyle depended on me getting up and going to work every day. And that's kind of scary if you stop and think about it, because it doesn't take much to knock you off your horse, so to speak. So when I saw the Legal Shield opportunity, Barbara and I, what I liked about it was the leveraged income. You know, I liked the residual for sure, but I also liked the fact that I didn't have to be the only one that could make that income should I not be able to go to work. And so that part of it really blew me away. First of all, the compensation was like, wow. When the lady that shared this with me showed me that for $35.95 membership, that the company was willing to pay me a $34. Need to say I was on it from day one. Being in the commission industry, selling, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 cars and making a couple of $100, 34 on a $35 transaction made a whole lot of sense to me. So something to note, we're building a team, which is what we're really talking about, is that not everyone has the same reason or why that they want to do this. No, everybody has their own whys to why they get in this business. So number one, I feel like your why has to be the reason you would share this membership. Even if your friends, family, and all think you're crazy, they laugh at you, and all your friends tell you no, I think it has to be much bigger than that. Your why needs to be set in stone. So when you get told no, or that your feelings, you know, someone hurts your feelings, and it's probably going to be your friend or one of your family members, as we probably have all experienced on this call tonight, just know that that can't stop you for where you're headed. You can't take your eyes off your why. That will get what your desire is in this business. You know, it could just be time freedom. For me, it was a little bit of both. I was working over 60 hours a week. I made good money. Didn't really have a lot of time to spend with my wife, which, you know, that's not any fun either. So what this has allowed us to do is live our lives with a whole lot less stress in it. And so you have to make a big list. The second thing you have to do is certainly have a big why, something that you can focus on when times get tough. The no seems overwhelming, but you can back to that why and say, this is why I'm doing this business. And I think that's, again, is backed up by a big list, and not just a list of 25 or, say, 50 people, but say, let's say a list that is, you know, ongoing. You know, if you're open to business, you only had, say, 50 items on the shelf, and you sold all those items, you'd soon go out of business. So it just makes sense to keep your of names ongoing. And you better have someone else to go to when that happens to you. Without the business, will grow stagnant, and you'll fall back into the rut you're so trying to avoid. So as a suggestion, build your Legal Shield team with at least five legs. I think it's hard to at least go that wide. I don't know if I'd wider than that starting out, but 4 to 5 legs does several things. We know if you're truly wanting to have a true residual income, like of recruiting, and in those, say, 4 to 5 legs deep, so that your business model will continue to grow, even if, you know, you're still not able to work for reasons. But getting those 4 to 5 legs to follow your lead to be in performance club every month, you know, means you have 4 to 5 legs that are power 20, which is duplicatable to the point that someone in the 4 to 5 legs each qualifies an executive director each month. Guess what? You're a platinum, and I think everybody on this call should be shooting for is to not grow stagnant in your business, keep climbing that ladder of success that Legal Shield has thrown out there for all of us. You're going to have people that you know that have the capability and know how to be successful on your team, you know, that you find making excuses and just not getting it done. I mean, because their why wasn't big enough. I think that's really the reason. They get in a rut, their why just wasn't big enough. The nose knocked them down. Whatever little excuse there was, it knocked them down. So listen to this. Very important. Do not cling to them. Now, Jeremy and I think we're talking about this the other day. It's so easy for us to want it so bad for someone else that we forget that you can't want it more than they want it. And I find ourselves sometimes holding ourselves back, waiting on them to make it happen for us. And I thank you, Jeremy, for teaching Barbara and I that, because we've learned to move on. It doesn't mean that we're leaving them behind. We're just moving on. You know, we're going for the new recruit. Bigger why. Being in the pain for why they don't want it as much as you want it for them. Love them and be there for them when they're ready. People's lives, and I figured that out, is they don't all want it when you want it. Vice versa. Sometimes I didn't want it when I'm highly here. Life and the growth of the Legal Shield. Is that your new junior associate is out there in the haze? Hey, start with your health. Never get out of fast start mode. I think Jeremy told me that one time, and it just made so much. Don't ever get out of fast start mode. No matter where you're at in this business or what level you're at, I don't think that you can have that happen to you. You've got to stay in fast start mode and keep that mindset. Keep it duplicatable. You know, we have a system here after 42 years that seems to run pretty good. The only reason it doesn't run as good for some of us is that we just haven't really truly bought into the fact that it actually works that way. As your team continues to grow and explode, what we found out is that we have to grow and explode our businesses. They must become Performance Club qualified. They must be willing to do PBRs and sit downs. Attend the weekly briefings, Power 20, Super Saturday, and our national convention. You know, that's the granddaddy of them all, getting your new, brand-new people to that convention. I know when we first got in the business, they told us we need to be, I think we got in March, and, of course, April is the convention. So I said, I know that we really had to speed it up and get to there, because it sure changed our life and where we headed on this deal. So real quickly, I just want to add a couple things here real quick in closing. I recently read a book called Go for the No by Richard Fenton, and everybody listen to this, because it really woke me up when I read this. It talks about there are 5 failure levels. The first level is the ability to fail. 100% of all people on planet Earth have the ability to fail. That's where we all start. What keeps most out at level 1 is their intense desire to avoid failure at all costs. As a result, 80% never move past level 1. Level two, the willingness to fail. People develop the willingness to fail, which means they accept failure as a natural byproduct of the process of seeking success. Fewer than 20% of all people make it to level two for any sustained period of time. Level three, it's the wantingness to fail. Having the wantingness to fail goes beyond mere tolerance or acceptance of failure as a part of life. Wantingness means developing the desire to fail with the inner faith that personal and financial growth will follow. Fewer than 5% of all people ever get to level three. And the last two levels, level four, this is where the Moors find themselves today, and that's where I'm attaining to be, is failing bigger and faster. The people who succeed to level four are those who have come to the conclusion that if failing is good, then failing faster is better. Not just faster, but if one is going to increase the failure rate, doing it going after big goals that are worthy of the effort. And last but not least is failing exponentially. The final level is for those rare individuals who understand that massive success requires multiplication of effort. Level five people enlist others to fail with them, knowing that if individual failures mean individual success, group failure equals group success. So that being said, I thank you for your time tonight, and as we look forward to closing out our 2013 and look to the great things to come in 2014, I truly believe this will be everyone's best year ever. Happy New Year to all our Legal Shield family on this call tonight. God bless. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, great job, guys, and I think everyone can see why you guys are being so successful. We're going to keep things moving right along and go straight up to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, most importantly, is my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much, and congratulations to Barbara and Manley Wilson. But I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. We're all looking forward to an incredible 2014 with Legal Shield. But before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I have a couple of more Success Team associates that are doing just an outstanding job. First, I want to go to Southern California and to one of the top bronze executive directors on our More Success Team, Mr. Damian Sheever. Mr. Sheever, we're really proud of you and your efforts, but someone on your team was just announced as the top recruiter in the entire company last week. If you would, tell us a little about them, and then if you would, just introduce them to the call.
Hi, Mr. Moore, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so excited about everything that's happening on the team right now, but super proud of the young man that I'm about to introduce. And in all honesty, I know I'm biased, but I don't think there's a sharper young man in the company. I mean, he was just named as the youngest regional manager in the country. He is a superstar both inside of Legal Shield and out, definitely a rising star, and just super coachable, super plugged in at the moment. And, you know, he went out and just did a phenomenal job the week before Christmas and the week of Christmas, going out there with some great urgency, recruited six people in the last week. And I just want to introduce everyone to Mr. Nick Fowler. And, Nick, I promise you, if you go over 3 minutes, because I want to hear from Ms. Kathy Pinson, if you go over 3 minutes, you owe me your next three recruits.
All right. Well, Damian, thank you for that introduction. And real quick, I want to comment on what our first speaker of the call talked about. You know, at the end of his call, he was talking about those who fell forward the fastest are really the leaders in our industry. And I've really taken heart with that lately. Everybody stop me once I get to 3 minutes because I don't want to be having a good Damian thing. But, you know, and Damian, first of all, I just want to say thank you and thank you for your leadership and Happy New Year's to everyone. I hope everyone has a great Christmas. I really am excited for what Legal Shield has in store for us this next year. But, okay, so how did I recruit these six new people last week? You know, first of all, I think it's important to note that this was really a result of consistent daily activity. You know, this is a momentum business. You can't just jump in and out and expect to recruit six people in 1 week. You know, sometimes it's hard and tiring, but you really got to keep going day by day and build that pipeline and build that momentum. It's so much easier when you have momentum with you. Secondly, I think it's really important to know that these were all people that I've been dripping on for a while now. You know, as they say, the fortune is in the follow-up. And every single one of these people were contacts that I've had for several months, if not over a year. You know, and so real quick, just so you know what that looks like, you know, Maryland Sue Putt, I've been following up with her since September. John Gillenwater, I've been following up with him for over a year. And he was actually a referral from someone that told me no. So, again, Damian, thank you for the emphasis on getting those referrals. Rebecca Carlton, I've been following up with her since September, and she actually thanked me for consistent and persistently following up with her. She apologized for not returning my calls sometimes and not answering my calls, but she said, thank you so much for consistently following up with me. I'm just glad to get Leader Shoulders Christmas present for myself this year. Jeremy Coles, been following up since December. DeLauren Lockett, met him over 8 months ago. Brian Walrus, been following up with him since last summer. So really, follow-up is so key and so important. Thirdly, I really want to say thank you and give credit to my father, Jeff Fowler, my wife, Hannah, and, again, my upline, Damian Sheeper. If it were not for them, these 16 associates on my team would not have ever happened. It's really just the continuous support from my upline sponsors and my wife that's kept me going through the past year and a half or so. And I really can't stress enough how important Hannah's been to our business just through her support and encouragement. Guys, you know, when the family's all on the same page, it makes it so much easier. And, you know, actually, I've recently adopted a new superstition for my business. And it kind of goes like this. Do what Damian says and it works. Seriously, to everyone on this call, plug into your upline support and to their, you know, they have wisdom. Plug into their wisdom for the business. Do what they say, and it works. Plug into your local events. You know, Hannah Preston continued to encourage me to go to the weekly and monthly events, even when I didn't want to go. You know, the compound effect eventually starts to take over, and those little nuggets that you pick up on every single event are so empowering and so game-changing. But, you know, just to close it up, yes, the BMW helped with Jeremy, DeLauren, and Brian. And, yes, I chained all the associates together in placement. So Jeremy had 3 on his team right away, DeLauren had 4, and Brian had 5. I really just hope and pray that those on my team will be able to have as much fun as I am in the business, and I want them to be the ones talking. You know, I really want them to be the ones that are so excited they can't sleep at night. I want them to be the ones having their names announced on conference calls. So first, consistent daily activity. Second, persistent and consistent follow-up. Third, plug into your upline and local events. And so again, I just want to say thank you so much to the More Success team, to Damian and Amber Sheever, my father, my wife, my team, and most importantly, my Heavenly Father, for all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. Damian, back over to you.
Nick, fantastic. And just real quick, I don't think, you know, follow up, that's what I heard Nick say, but I also know that once he got the first associate, it was easier to get the second. Once he got the second, it was easier to get the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, because all of a sudden, the fear of loss, of having new recruits on the team. So training is essential if you want to go out and recruit a big team. Appreciate Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore for all that they do for us, and I'll turn the time back over to you.
Randy?
I guess I had it on mute. I was saying to Mr. Sheever how much we appreciate him, what a great job he's doing. But Mr. Fowler, extremely proud of you. Keep up the good work, and we know we'll be hearing from you a lot more in the near future. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 5 executive director who continues to lead our team now for over 30 years, and that's Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy, and I want to congratulate Barbara Manley and, of course, Mr. Fowler and Damian does such a great job, such a great family person. I commend all of them. Before I introduce the speaker, Randy, I know our meeting's going to run a little long tonight, but after all, it is the end of 2013, and we want to make it a positive spin out. We've had a good year, but we're going to have a better year in 2014. But our guest speakers next Monday night, the 8 p.m. call, will be Mr. Jimmy Parrish, and then none other than the founder of the company, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, will be on at 9 p.m. That's next Monday night. Tell all your friends, neighbors, and them you don't know, just send them an email. Listen, this next lady has been one of my favorite people for many, 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 many years now. She's a vice president of Legal Shield, a marketing administrator. She's held many positions with Prepaid Legal over the years, from on the Casualty Board of Directors to Prepaid Legal Board of Directors to just, I couldn't name such accolades. She's been with us 34 years, and she's only 39 now, so you know she started at a very, very young age. But listen, someone that could be running the company and run it well, could be the CEO of the company, doing a great job, and that's me saying, you can tell the world that, my friend, your friend, and a great leader in Legal Shield, Mrs. Kathy Pinson.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you very much for that introduction and for all your words. But, you know, it's a lot of people that have made Legal Shield what it is today. It's a lot of people that have contributed to this and have built the company to what it is, and certainly the Moores and their family have done a lot, just a tremendous amount, to build this company and to help take it to where it is today. And certainly from the home office, we all appreciate what they do and what each one of you on the phone do every day, day in and day out, because we know that you are the ones that are making it happen. You are the ones that are out in the field hitting it hard, making those contacts, continually dripping on people, as Nick said when he was talking. And so we appreciate very much all the effort that each one of you have put into this company to make it what it is. But, you know, that we have a lot of great leaders in our company. And those who have been great leaders, such as the Moores, they didn't just make it by chance. Certainly there's no one better in our company to follow, to be a part of their organization, to learn from and to listen to than the Moores and the three generations that are very active in building the business. And I'm sure you give Ken just a little while longer and there'll be more than three generations that are actively working in the business. In fact, I'm not so sure he doesn't already have some of those great-grandsons out there working as it is right now, helping him at times. So appreciate them and appreciate all the people like the Moores that have dedicated so much of their time and their life to the company, to Legal Shield, and to getting where it is today. Again, I know that none of these great leaders have made it there by chance. None of them have just had it fall upon them or just handed to them, but they've all worked and worked diligently for it. And Jeremy started out tonight by talking about goal setting and getting your plan together for 2014, and certainly that was a little bit of what I had in some of my notes that I made, because the people that I've seen over the year that have been successful in Prepaid Legal Services and now Legal Shield have been the ones that have determined what they wanted. They knew their why, as Manley said when he was talking. They knew what they wanted, but they also set some goals. They knew their why, they set their goals, and then they worked their plan. They set a game plan. They had a goal that they were striving for. And it didn't always have to be a big goal. Manley said they started out with one particular goal. It sounds like now that has changed, and they're looking and striving for other goals. And a lot of times that is definitely how it is. But I think it is so important, and the people in the 34 years I've been at the company that I've seen succeed, the people that are still there year after year are the ones that have set the goals. They've made a game plan. They know where they want to be in a month. They know where they want to be in 6 months. They know where they want to be in a year. And they determine what it is they need to do to get there, and they practice it. And not only that, in setting those goals or in setting that time, it's not just that they think about work, but they definitely think about the time for not only work, but for pleasure, for family, for God. They put their priorities in order, and they decide what they're going to do with their time, with their life. You know, one of the things that Ken did years ago was sit down with some individuals and tell them, you know, track your time. See what it is that you're really doing with your time. How much of your time is really productive? And I know if I stop to do that every once in a while, it certainly causes me to open my eyes and determine what it is that I could be doing with my time and sometimes what it is that I have done to spend some time that wasn't the best use of my time. And so I certainly have to reprioritize every once in a while or take stock of where you're at and what you're doing and, again, plan for where you want to be. And at the home office, certainly, we're there to help you. As I've already said, we know that you're the ones out in the field, and we are constantly looking for ways to improve what we do, to make it better. I have individuals that report to me that come to me often and say, what if we do this or what if we did that? And it's always something that is a better service that we can give to either our members or our associates. I had an email this weekend from someone that said, I think this person has a great idea. And when I looked at it, I said, yeah, it is. And I had a manager come to me about 2 weeks ago or, about 2 months ago and tell me, this is what we're doing and what we want to do and how we're reaching out to associates at this time. And it was exactly what this person was suggesting that maybe we might do. And I was able to email back and said, yes, I think that is great. However, we've already started that. It started a few months ago internally. And so we are calling the individuals when those situations come up and talking to them. And so we have a tremendous home office staff, and one of the reasons that we're there is to support you, and we want to be able to support you and continue to find ways to support you better. Another thing that I think it was Manly said, that there are lots of options in Legal Shield, and that's one of the things that I've liked about Legal Shield. And the fact is that you can choose a lot of ways to go about working this business. There's not one way that's the right way. There are a lot of ways to do it. And as you look at yourself and you can focus on what your strengths are and decide, you know, with my strengths, with my individual strengths, this is where I fit in. This is what I can do at Legal Shield. And it's nice to know there's no right or no wrong answer. You can determine the amount of time you want to devote. You can determine the area you want to devote to. You can determine how you want to build your business. And it's not going to be wrong because there are just that many ways to work in Legal Shield. And so it's a tremendous opportunity for everyone to be able to work, to make some extra income or to have a full-time income and to have a full-time job. And, again, to build it beyond just what you get today into what you get for a lifetime, because you can build up a lifetime of residual income by working and by determining what you want to achieve and setting those goals and going after that. It's good to be able to set those short-term and long-term goals so that you know where you want to be. And as I think it was Jeremy mentioned also, there is a price increase coming January 1 that you will be hearing about on January 1. One of the things that you'll be receiving an email during the day on January 1st, and encourage you to make sure you go to that email, you click on those links, you watch the videos about the price increase, and you get the information about that and what's happening. But, you know, there's still a lot of time between now and when we cut off processing tomorrow night. We're going to be there processing new business until midnight tomorrow night. And so you've still got plenty of time to achieve your goals for the rest of the month, to get your business in, to get it to us, and to make sure we get it processed and in to count for you for 2013, because we do want to finish out 2013 incredibly strong. We want to finish the year with more memberships than we had last year, and that's what we're going to do. And every one of you can be a part of that, and we are very thankful that you are. And even though there is a price increase that's coming on January 1, this is still the best value in America. This membership that you market is still the best thing that you can offer to someone. You know, when I started 34 years ago, I had no idea that I'd still be sitting here 34 years later working for the same company. But I can tell you it's what I found at Legal Shield that has kept me there. It is a place where individuals sincerely care about each other. They care about the people that they're serving, whether it be the members or the associates or their fellow workers. From the first day when I came into Legal Shield, then Prepaid Legal, and actually met Mr. Stonecipher and started working, I knew this was a place that had a lot of integrity. It was a place that offered a tremendous value and would be a place that I could be proud to be a part of. And if nothing else, that has just gone stronger with each year that I've spent at Legal Shield. I never have to be back down or not be proud of the fact that I work for Legal Shield and the company and what it is and what it offers. It is truly, as we've said time and time again, a place that everyone wins, whether it be the associate, whether it be the provider attorneys, whether it be the members or the people in the office. Everyone wins. No one wins as much as the member, the person that actually gets to purchase this membership, and what a service you're doing when you sell on that membership. Again, I still think it is absolutely the best value in America, even with the price increase that's coming on January 1, and still you've got another over 24 hours to get the memberships in before that happens, but would encourage you each to go there on January to look at the videos, to see the announcements, and to get prepared for 2014. I truly believe 2014 is going to be the best year that Legal Shield has ever had. We used to say there's nothing that can stop an idea whose time has come. And, you know, I'm not sure that we're even yet to the place that the Legal Shield and the Legal Plan memberships are recognized as they should be. And I think we're going to just see tremendous things happen in 2014 as a result of the efforts of everyone like yourself. I appreciate all that each of you do and your part that you're playing in making Legal Shield the great company that it is. Ken, I'll give it back to you.
Well, Kathy, I know you feel as I do from just your voice, from knowing you. Actually, Prepaid Legal Shield now, for us, it's been there a long time. It's really home, right? It's hard to explain to someone that hasn't been there, but to me, it's just part of my life. It's a part of my past, but it's also going to be a part of my future, and you're right. 2014 can be the best year that we have ever had. My family has already set their goals. They're going to go forward. They're going to do more than they've ever did before. The team, you've heard some of them tonight on there, and there's many out there the same way. We've had some downs. We've had some ups. But the truth is we'll come out with a good year, but next year it's going to be another one. That's the reason we need to keep putting God first and family second and Legal Shield third. When you put it all in order like that, it seems to work real well. And everybody needs to wish me luck. Friday's my 58th wedding anniversary. And I keep telling Charlene how lucky she is. She keeps laughing and walking off. But, folks, I think she's happy. And I'm just kidding, but it is our 58th wedding anniversary Friday. And I'm proud to say I've had a great woman for 58 years behind me. I could not have made it in Prepaid or Legal Shield if I hadn't had some good support and good help. And people like Kathy Pinson and others there. So, listen, Kathy, thank you so much for being our friend. Thank you so much for what you do in the office. And thank you for so much for what you're going to do in the future. By the way, Kathy, along with that raise, did we get paid more money?
You sure do, because there is more.
You left that out, and I think.
There's a price increase, so when you sell a higher price plan, the commissions are higher.
Isn't that amazing? Some folks, you probably hadn't even thought about that. You thought about the price going to go up. Well, the price will go up. The product will probably be better than ever. Everything's going to be great if we go out and if we work. Now, we had an old saying a long time ago, Kathy, remember it, if it's to be, it's up to me. If you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. Those sayings may be old, but they never got a style. So next year, if it's to be, it's really up to me. Thank you, Kathy, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken, and congratulations to you and Charlene.
Thank you. Randy, Jeremy, either one of you have anything to say? If not, we'll fix to say good night.
Well, I just want to tell Kathy how much we appreciate her, and what a great way to end 2013 with Miss Kathy Pinson. You did an awesome job. You and Harold are just two of the best people in the whole wide world. We really appreciate you both, and we hope you have a great 2014. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, you know, it's going to be a great year, 2014. We got so many great people. I started to name some, but I won't because I never get them all named tonight on this call. But, folks, we love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. We'll talk to you maybe before some of you, but we'll talk to you all in 2014. Just remember Mr. Stonecipher, Mr. Jimmy Parrish, next Monday night on the calls. God bless you. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you. Happy New Year and good night.
Good night, everyone.